Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 209. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
Great.
209, and we're fine.
209?
209, and we are fine.
That is right. That is the number we're on.
I graduated in 1989, we'd say that.
Man.
89 is fine. Yeah.
Back in the 1900s,
yeah. I'd say. I graduated in the late 1980s.
We partied like it was 1999.
Technically, the late 1980s. Yeah, yeah.
That's when I graduated.
Did you? Man.
1997.
You were 97?
Mm-hmm.
2 years ahead. You were... 2 years ahead.
Not too far ahead.
Same as Amy.
Mm-hmm.
She graduated in 97. I think
yep. It's a good year.
Yep. Nah.
That sounds like a wine right
97.
It's a good year.
Aged well.
It's a good
full body.
Good year tire, good year wine, whatever.
You guys doing all right though?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, I am.
Nate's
not in jail, so
Nate has not been scammed tonight. Not tonight.
That's good.
Right?
That's good.
Man, the scams are hard.
Yeah.
They are coming at you hard, man.
Tell you.
Wow.
Yeah, I was worried about that scam that I almost fell for. I did at first and then figured it out. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, this is the third major scam that's crossed my path.
And how long? It's been the last couple months?
A month?
Good. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Keep your wits, folks.
Yeah, we were talking about it before we started.
Question everything.
We're looking eventually to get a car figure out a car situation for Claire. She'll be our second driver. And Jenna had called me, and this has been a few months ago, about like this miraculous deal and like, oh my gosh, that looks amazing. Yeah, that sounds great. Let's get some more information. And then she's telling me like, oh, you got to put a deposit down. I'm like,
no,
I want to wait on that. And then she told me, she goes, yeah, I looked into it more. It's a scam. I'm like, phew. So I got into it where I was this close. If, you know, like, oh, maybe that's, but we're not talking to anybody verbally. I'm not going for it.
Nope.
So, but I know how easy it is to get sucked into those things.
I had the same thing with Olivia. The guy wanted 200. He wanted $200. And he's like, that's a great car. Look at it. And I mean, the mileage was perfect. The car was perfect. It was a Honda Accord. Great year. You know, just everything was too good to be true. And he wanted, $200 to hold it. Because he's like, I can't keep it forever. I mean, you know, I got people wanting to buy this thing. He's like, but I'm going to give you first shot, just $200. I go, I'm not giving you $200 to hold. Oh, well, you're going to lose out on it. I lose out on it. Well, so then we went back and forth 10 times. And then I went back. I said, let me think about it. I knew I wasn't going to do it, but I just wanted to get out of the conversation. Went back and his account was closed. This is all through Facebook.
Stinkers. That's the nicest thing I could say about him.
But he knew. Stinker. But he knew a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes. And so I don't know if somebody hacked into this poor guy's account.
Yeah, just to pose.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he knew, and that's what kind of made me think. Okay, it's legit, but I was still wanting to give him $200. I said, I don't know you.
Yeah.
I don't know you. And if I did know you, you wouldn't ask me for $200. You'd just say, yeah, I'll hold it, Todd, until you can see it,
Yeah.
And he was just like, just pressuring. No, you're going to lose out on it. Look at this car. It's a great car. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know.
Yeah, they want you to make a rash decision. So.
They just pressure
you. They rush
you. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So ended up saving $200. Anyway, I hope the creepies are doing good. Yeah.
No scams.
And not falling for scams. And
They're
out there.
Yeah, if I would have fallen for it, it would have been $2,000.
Two.
And in jail time.
And fake jail time. And more importantly.
Oh, no, you were going to jail.
Yeah, and we would have not had Nate doing the soundboard.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, we could have done it from jail.
We would have had to, yeah.
We could have.
Well, yeah.
We could have zoomed it from jail.
Hey, officer, do you mind if I load up the computer here? I got a podcast to do.
So
there's no files in it.
So I know, I'm sure that this kind of thing happens across the country too. Like people try this kind of crap. But if you hear from, if the you know, county police or jail or whatever calls for a warrant for your arrest saying that you didn't show up for jury duty, then don't do that, right?
Hang up on them.
Hang up on them. Don't spend time.
Oh,
and then call your local sheriff's department.
And yeah. Turn them in, yeah. That's terrible, though, that people have.
He knew the number. Does it end in 00? Yeah. Yes, it does.
The scammers are on the move, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you're out there and you hear this and you're a scammer, please just turn yourself in. Just go away.
Or just quit.
Yeah. Just crawl into a hole and don't come back out.
There's jobs out there.
Oh,
get
please.
A job.
Yeah, don't do things dishonestly. It's just so frustrating to people.
Anyway. Hey, happy Creepiversary.
Yeah. That's tonight.
So tonight, Creepies is the 13th of March as we are recording this, and this is technically our four-year Creepiversary anniversary.
Yeah.
So 4 years at it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of podcasts don't make it past 4 weeks, 4 months.
When you said to Aaron, didn't you say something like, this is our fourth episode or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I listened to the episode tonight and I cracked up. Yeah, it is good. It's real good. I thought so. I mean, I'm partial.
Well, I had to have been with Aaron on there, right?
Oh, I was thinking of me.
And Nate.
Oh, I was thinking because of me. Yeah.
Who did I leave out?
Yeah, I said, this is our fourth episode, and you guys start laughing. I'm like, I mean, we've done more than four episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get stuck on any more names? I don't think so.
You did get stuck on something. And
I didn't say the H word, did I?
You did say haint once.
Did I?
Because Nate and
For
I looked
real?
At each other.
Oh, that's right, because you told me later.
You said haint, yeah. And then you... You forgot Pete Peterson's name. You blanked on his name. You
oh,
couldn't
yeah.
come up
yeah,
with
that
it.
Fiasco.
And
so
no.
I said Winston Churchill.
And he's like, Winston Churchill. And you're like, Pete Peterson. My gosh, I don't know why I couldn't
well,
come
because
up with
I,
Pete Peterson.
I remember that now because I had so many different people's names, and I thought, man, if I start like calling people out or saying their names, then I'm going to leave somebody out. So I'm like, no, don't say a bunch of names. And then Pete's got stuck in there, you know, and I was like, no. So, yeah, I do
That's
remember
right.
that now.
That's all right. I laughed at that, too.
That so I saw my brother over the weekend in that Katie thing. I told him about that. He goes, I don't know how I'd say that. He put it in his AI, what is that, ChatGPT or whatever, and he asked it what that is because I Googled it and I said, it's nowhere in Google. It'll come up as Caddy, C-A-D-D-Y, or Katie, like a former Katie. And so I said, yeah. And so he put it in his and he said it's an old Scottish name. And when you pronounce it, it's K-A-D-I. Because he said, no,
oh, really?
It says, and I was like, that's hilarious. The guy, I actually did take a screenshot of it too, because I said, they're never going to believe me. And he goes, I think it is Kadai. I'm like, who's ever heard of that though?
Kadai, what a name.
Yeah, but it's Scottish of all
seriously.
Things, which I'm not trying, but I told him, I go, it's got to be Katie or Caddy. And he's like, well, let's look it up. I'm like, it's not out there. It is.
Maybe as a husband that is very mad at his wife, Katie, and he's like, Kadai.
Just Kadai.
Could I?
I still think it sounds wild.
Could you?
Could you?
Finally?
Could I?
Well, it still provided many, many laughs.
It has.
Whether you were right or not.
I still had no idea, so it's funny because I don't know.
Yeah, we still don't know.
English isn't our first language.
And apparently not Scottish either.
Well, that's good stuff. Good stuff. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing great. I'm doing okay. I hung out with my boy tonight.
Nice.
Went to Dairy Queen. Both got banana splits.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't eaten anything yet either, so that was my...
You were hungry.
So I had the dessert before
dessert
the meal.
First, yeah.
And then remember we were talking about McDonald's when we went out last Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I was in the mood. It was McDonald's. Now I might not be in the mood for another 3 months, but it was I was in the mood tonight. So
there you go.
Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. 54. I cannot believe I'm 50. Man.
You are very youthful.
I might not make it to 55, but
well,
I made it to 54.
Well, that's
Look a day past 53.
Don't say that.
I don't look a day over 55.
You say that kind of stuff. You know what happens. No. you really do look, and I'm not trying to get more zeros. I am.
Thank you. Thank you.
But you do look very youthful. It's the tattoos, man.
Yeah.
You do. You have a boyhood face.
My reminds me of Kramer when he says he puts those tight jeans on.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I've got the body of a preteen Swedish boy. he says, I still got it. I can.
That's hilarious.
I can rock these.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry's like, they are painted on. He goes, look, you're walking like Frankenstein. Oh, another Seinfeld reference. I love getting those in there. So anyway, but yes, thank you for the birthday wishes, everybody.
No
that if you're listening to this episode and you are one that wished me a happy birthday, I greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I read them all. Not one gets by me. Not one.
We deleted all the middle finger emojis that people say. Like,
you stupid.
Oh, not that one. Ooh,
take
not that
your
one.
Birthday and stick
ooh,
it up your.
We can't have that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We got to have them all pleasant.
I counted them all. No. I counted them all. I kept them. I'm keeping them.
You filtered?
There's in a file here. So, no, I'm just kidding.
I bet. Well, hey, let's
They were all from your mom.
Oh, not my sweet Carol.
I'm just kidding.
Not my sweet mom.
Just kidding, Carol.
Tell you what. If she was here, she'd bop you one.
She
That's
would.
What she used to say. I'll bop you one.
Yeah.
That's what she'd say.
I love you, Carol. I'm just kidding.
That's all right. That's funny. And let's get to the first sponsor, shall we?
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Thank you, Cultured Creature Beard Balm, for your sponsorship.
They are awesome.
As always.
Yes.
Always.
Yes. Thank you, Micah.
Fine, fantastic product.
You heard it right there from Nate.
Mm-hmm.
He should know.
He should know. He does know.
He's Man. A poster child.
He's a
around
he
here.
He is the poster child.
Make your Sasquatch dapper.
Make your Sasquatch.
I've heard of
even squatchier.
Make your pappy happy, but I've never heard it. Make your. Oh no, sorry. That's not what I meant.
Sorry. Oh, this is a family friendly show, happy. Sean.
I don't know where that came from. Did we?
What is wrong with him?
Did we cut?
I don't know.
Did we cut?
No.
Oh, dang it! I'm so confused when we're cutting or when we're not. It's from the Flintstones, and I'm not going to start this again.
Anyway. Thank
Another
you again.
Flintstones?
We're not doing Flintstones.
It wasn't dirty, I promise.
Sure.
Sorry. I thought we cut. here we go again with this episode, right?
That's like two or three in a row with this guy.
Mm-hmm. You need to fire me.
You're fired. Right? Off the show. How about that? You made it 4 years.
I know. That's now, go 4 years too long, right?
Go on, get.
Get on here.
That's right. Tell him, Pappy.
I think they've realized after 4 years we've just thrown the script away. There's no script, but we threw that one that didn't exist away.
Script.
Script, not script.
Yeah. Hey, let's get to Todd's dad joke Woo. Of the show.
Yes.
How about that?
Came in strong.
Are you guys ready? Oh, yeah. Are you guys ready for this one?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Are you ready, Creepies? Are you ready?
Not a riddle?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Well, no, it's not a riddle. It's okay.
I don't have to guess, right? Okay,
good. I mean, you still got to. Oh, no, you still got to guess.
I don't want to guess. Okay.
Why did everyone enjoy being around the volcano?
Because it was hot.
Something about an, something about an
eruption. Not bad. Not bad, Nate.
An eruption, but I'm not sure what to do with that.
No? No? Well, I see where you guys are. No?
Lava.
Why did everyone enjoy being around the volcano?
A lava good time now. I don't know.
You're on the right track, but
am I?
Yeah, you're not quite.
Everybody was lobbying.
Manta, or
creepies?
No, manta. What am I saying?
It's just so lovable.
Oh, see, it's cool. Yeah.
It's just so lovable. How about that? And that's Todd's dad joke of the show.
There you go.
And as always, you're welcome.
We didn't thank you, but
that was like a lob pitch that you miss.
You don't have to thank me. I know.
Huh? That was like a lob pitch that you miss.
Sitting on the tee. It was right there. Man. Oh, I love the dad jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I just love telling them.
I just want to get one right. That's all I want. I think you've 25%
one out of
that's 25%
800 right. of them. So, anyway, moving on from the dad joke, Sean, you've got first announcements, sir.
I do over here. We come together every week for the paranormal, the creepy, the guy time, the fun, to entertain and to have fun with you creepies. But the most important thing that we do, and we will continue to do every single episode, is build a mental health community. So we want you to call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Yeah.
Take good care of yourself.
Ditto.
Mentally.
Absolutely. Went to the doctor today, you know?
Yeah.
And she had mentioned the mental health number 988. And I said, you know what? I said, we do a podcast. I did. Mm-hmm. I know it's weird for me to say that. I said,
did
I
did. Did you have a card?
No, I didn't give it to her.
That was
no, but I said we advocate for mental health awareness. And I said, and we give the number 988 and 741, 741 out every time. She goes, oh, that's awesome. So yeah. She was very proud of us to do that. Yeah. So go get you some help.
Very good.
Yeah. So I was very proud to say that. I said 988. She goes, something, however she said it, 988. I said, oh, I know the number.
Yeah.
I said, we say it every week. And then when I threw out the 741, 741.
Did she know that one? She was all about
she seemed like she did, but I don't know. I think she was faking. Now that I look, I'm just kidding.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call her out.
No. Anyway. But yeah, we want you guys to be healthy. We're trying to be healthy ourselves, and we all got to be healthy, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Body, mind,
excellent.
And spirit.
That's right. Thank you, Sean, for the first announcements. I've got special announcements.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing the Creepshow 2025 live event on Saturday, September 20th.
Mm-hmm.
It will start at 6 p.m. and the doors will open up at 5:30. It's going to be at the Greenwood Happy Haunts. So come in and browse and buy stuff. Spend money.
Right.
How about that before mm-hmm. the show and during the breaks? Tickets are only $10 like they were last year, and they can be paid by using cash, Venmo, or PayPal. I'll get the Venmo and PayPal accounts mm-hmm. again, but we're still 6 months away, so I've got time.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, come out and see us at Greenwood Happy Haunts for our live show. We're going to have Austin Lawrence, another guest speaker, again as guest speaker, and then we got Sten Schrader Hill, another mm-hmm. guest speaker. So we've got two this year.
That's
how about that?
Double the fun.
As I said last time, triple the fun.
Triple
keep,
the fun.
You keep forgetting about us.
I forgot about us. Yeah, you're right.
But dang. Then again, as we said the last episode, if they they might not show up. If they, they're there. Well, Mako's going to be there.
I was going to ask what makes it a special announcement, but you've just completely clarified that, so I don't have to ask that now. It's because we're there and they're the triple of fun. I don't know.
Cut his mic, Nate. Cut
the second mic. Time you should cut.
Cut his mic.
There'll be no third time.
He's trying to go somewhere, but I don't know where.
I don't know.
It's like he's climbing up the stairs, you know, but somebody put butter on those steps and it's just slipping and he just falls back the more he tries to get forward.
Yahoo-wee. Yep.
That's right. Well, we want you to come out, though. Come out and see us. We had a blast last year, didn't we?
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a good time. Austin did a great job, mm-hmm. as I knew he would, so he'll be back again. And, yeah, send Schrader Hill. So, and she sent me a birthday wish, and she said, can't wait to see you guys and meet you in person in September.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm oh, man, that's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, come out and see us at the 2025 live event. Sean.
Yes.
We're to that point. What are we talking about for this episode?
Well, this is going to be Nate's pick, and it is Dock Street Theater. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Excellent. Dock Street Theater.
Well, it took us forever to get there.
What are you talking about, Nate? Don't say such things.
Nate, we nail it every time.
I know.
One time in 4 years, Creepies, has he had to edit.
We never mess up.
What?
Never. Never.
Where have I been all these times?
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, Dock Street Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Looks creepy.
It does.
Haunted, spooky.
It's our Charleston, South Carolina friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. By the way, a friend of mine, his daughter and son-in-law went to Charleston just two or three days ago, and they
said, tell him to go look up Mike Brown.
I should have.
I know. That's yeah. My, remember my cousin and her daughter went and went on the tour and talked to him and everything. Yeah.
I don't think they're into the ghost thing, but yeah, I don't think they would do that. But I mean, I could be surprised. But yeah, they went to Charleston and said it was an unbelievable city, beautiful,
sweet.
Yeah, so they recommend it. They said, yeah, you go to Charleston, or if you have a chance, go see it because it's really cool.
It's historic. I've never been, but I've had so many people recommend to go there. And then obviously now we know Mike Brown too. But
I have a couple fun facts.
Do you?
Yeah.
About the theater?
Yeah, the theater. Got it. Dock Street Theater is not located on Dock Street. It is on Church Street.
Mm-hmm.
135 Church Street.
Not wild. How's that work, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the theater at one time was a hotel. And now it's the last surviving Antebellum Hotel.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Mm-mm. Do you know what makes it an Antebellum Hotel? The only reason I asked this is because I wondered myself and I looked it up.
Go ahead and tell us.
Antebellum theater refers to the theatrical activities in the southern United States from approximately 1815 to 1861, the period before the American Civil War. During this time, both amateur and professional theater developed significantly with a diverse audience ranging from plantation owners to slaves.
Hmm.
So that's why it's called that. Okay. Yeah, that's the only reason. I thought, you know, I'm going to look that up just in case that comes up because I had no idea.
That's good. Thank you.
Didn't know.
Now we do.
Knowing's half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
This thing's kind of old. Built in, erected 1809. That's
barely worn in.
That's a ways back now, Nate. Mm-hmm. It's a ways back. I wasn't around, but. You know.
It was originally known as Planter's Hotel. It was constructed back in 1809 by Mr. and Mrs. Alexander Calder. Their endeavor was really more of a renovation of a cluster of buildings already located on site.
Did you know why it was called Planters?
Peanuts?
No, that's pretty good, Nate. I was like, man, he's on it tonight.
Okay, cashews.
No.
No.
Walnuts, come on. The hotel received its name from the visitors who frequently stayed at the location, Planters, from the middle of South Carolina, traveling through Charleston during horse racing season. Technically speaking, the theater is known as the last surviving Antebellum Hotel, as we said.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. So the hotel received its name from the visitors who frequently stayed at the location, Planters, from the middle of South Carolina, traveling through Charleston. That's kind of written weird, but.
Hmm.
I don't know if that really clears it up. It's clear as mud.
All right. It says the Dock Street Theater in Charleston is known for its haunted history and paranormal activity. It's believed to be haunted by the ghosts of former theatergoers and employees. One of the most notable ghosts is Nettie Dickerson.
Nettie Dickerson.
Have we heard that one before? That sounds like it's been somewhere else.
Oh, Nettie Dickerson?
Oh, Nettie Dickerson. It just sounds.
Oh, Nettie.
It's just a very lovable name, right? Mm-hmm. A prostitute from the mid-1800s who frequented the hotel and is said to still haunt the theater in a red dress. Though her appearance is described as zombie-like, so no go near. Another ghost rumor to haunt the theater is Junius Brutus Booth, the father of John Wilkes Booth, who stayed at the hotel and reportedly almost killed the hotel manager after a night of rage. The theater has a rich history, including its original incarnation in 1736, which was destroyed in the Charleston Fire of 1740. It was later rebuilt to become the Planters Hotel, like you said, which was converted into the current Dock Street Theater during the Great Depression.
Hmm.
So that's got all kind of good history.
Now, I agree. It says Nettie, because I'm looking at a story or a different one than you were, but it says Nettie, and this one says Nellie.
Nellie.
So I wonder which one's right.
I don't know. Nitty Nelly? Maybe she, I don't know.
Mine says Nettie.
Okay. So this must be incorrect. They called her the Lady in Red.
That's how urban legends start, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as construction began, an additional structure was added behind the hotel, featuring both a large stage and auditorium. As the theater's name... It was taken from the theater from the 1730s that once stood on Dock Street, now Queen Street. They like renaming all their stuff. The original Dock Street Theater was the city's first ever theater. So that's how it got Dock Street Theater name.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
So, yeah.
Did you say Nettie's, talk about her, what her aspiration was?
Mm-mm.
Her dream was to become part of Charleston's high society. Descending from a poor upbringing, this made things difficult to become part of the desire, not to mention at the age of 25, she was well past marrying age. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
25, well past marrying age. Now, I get it. This
isn't that wild?
200 years ago, but mm-hmm. that's really weird. Yeah. Hmm.
Believe it or not, it's called one of the most haunted buildings in all of Charleston. And those who have passed by the theater at night have seen ghosts of lost souls gazing out from the windows.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Lost souls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But if you saw them, are they really lost?
It's true. Not even. They may think they're lost.
Peekaboo.
We see you. You're not lost. You're right here. What?
Huh?
Is he looking at you, Fred? I don't know. Nettie? They see you, Nettie? Yeah, this says Nettie, so it must be Nettie. So Nellie on the web. One website that's incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Says, what's with the booths and theaters? Says the other said spirit to be haunting Dock Street Theater is that of Julius. I'm sorry, I can't read. Junius Booth, the father of John Wilkes Booth. We know who he is, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Little history lesson. John Wilkes Booth was the assassin of the 16th president, Abraham Lincoln. The irony here is that Lincoln was shot in a theater. Says, back to Junius. Junius didn't die in the theater, which is what makes the story so interesting. He was one of the most famous actors that came out of Dock Street Theater, and his apparition is seen wearing period garb from the early 1800s.
That's scary.
Garb. I like that word, garb.
Did you guys see about the, I know we were talking about Nettie, did you see about her fall and what happened with her?
About with the lightning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that what you were going to say?
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Nettie grew tired of trying to get ahead in Charleston, like you had talked about. Quit her job despite the priest. She had a priest that always looked over. Priest's efforts to sway her from doing so, begging her not to lose heart. The money she was able to save from her job at the church, she went to one of the most upscale stores in Charleston and bought the most expensive dress they had, a gorgeous red-style dress that would catch the eye of any man. With her new dress, she entered the Planters Hotel with the intent to be a lady of the night, right? With her new mindset, looks, and the dress, she adapted well to her new profession, still bitter at the society that refused to welcome her. She would continue to go to church every Sunday, and whenever one of the women, many of the women's husbands, Nettie, who were Nettie's customers, would cast aspersions and give her an ugly look, she would audaciously confront the said women and her husband. As you can imagine, Nettie's lack of discretion cost her many of her customers and quickly became penniless. Distraught, she snapped. Nettie went out onto the second floor balcony of the Planters while in her red dress and stayed out there despite the brewing storm. She began disparaging remarks against Charleston's high society even as the storm intensified. The priest, who had kept watch over her, had rushed out into the street and tried to reason with her. It is said that she then hollered down to him, "You can't save me," and as fate would have it, a bolt of lightning struck Nettie dead. While the Planters Hotel is long gone, Nettie's spirit can still be seen at the Dock Street Theater, red dress and all. Mm-hmm. That's scary, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, it is. What a way to go.
No wonder she looks like a zombie. She got struck by lightning.
Yeah.
Guests of the theater have claimed to see spirits roaming about, sightings of ghostly shadows in the rafters, and apparitions on the stage. So, yeah, this place is active.
I say put it on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're definitely going, right?
I would like to go to Charleston. I bet it's similar to Savannah.
Oh, yeah.
That type of vein.
Would you be surprised if there's a white lady, too?
No, I would not.
It's not
that
as,
or the gray lady.
She's not as well known. The white lady, not Much is known about the mysterious white lady that sometimes manifests herself to people. Was she an actress? Did she work at the hotel? No one knows. But there's another lady spirit that haunts the theater whose identity is very well known. And that, of course, is, the white lady hangs out with this one. That's Nettie Dickerson. So it just, it all goes back to Nettie Dickerson. Everybody wants to talk about Nettie, 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 Nettie.
Nettie, Nettie. It's like Marsha.
Exactly right.
Nettie, Nettie, Nettie.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm going to read this part here. It's just about someone that did a self-guided tour. Just says, although there is no physical proof of these two apparitions, I can see where odd feelings and the eerie nature of the facade of the building can give these tales some merit. I received EMF readings when around this building, but have yet to capture any apparitions or spirits in my pictures. But who knows, maybe you can analyze the photos in this post and tell me if you see anything. It says, while taking a self-guided tour of the theater, I found myself tiptoeing around while snapping photos and letting my EMF detector tell me which direction to take. Says the EMF detector spiked from time to time, but I was unable to recreate any specific incident of spikes, which tells me something or someone was with me. Says the theater is beautiful, and hopefully soon I'll have an opportunity to see a show and catch a few spirits along the way. And they go on to say they recommend the self-guided tour, though. It's well worth it. The building's beautiful. The nostalgia, says, is pouring off the furniture and paintings on the walls. Says, if you get a chance during your stay in Charleston, be sure to check out this self-guided tour. It's completely at your own pace, and, well, you can search for spirit activity. So,
cool.
Somebody talking about this. Yeah, because it made me think of Indiana State Sanatorium when we did our self-guided tour. You know, it kind of just let you.
Just roam.
Just roam, and, yeah, nobody's pushing you or just do it at your own pace, right?
It's cool because it was shut down, it looks like, from 2010 to 2013 for renovations. And it's obviously open now. This says, there's a sign outside that says, visitors welcome. The Dock Street Theater opened in 1736 in the first building specifically built for performing arts in the United States. In 1809, the present structure was built on the site as the Planters Motel, or Hotel, excuse me, serving as one of Charleston's finest hotels. As part of the WPA project in the 1930s, the Dock Street Theater was rebuilt within the shell of the Planters Hotel. Still a working theater, the Dock Street Theater hosts a full season of plays, concerts, and events. And then, of course, it talks about your self-guided tour.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Here's an interesting tidbit about the ghost of Junius Booth.
Oh.
It is saying, said, that he is the, obviously the father of the infamous presidential assassin.
Mm-hmm.
No one is quite sure why his ghost is haunting the Dock Street Theater, as he was not even in Charleston at the time of his passing. He was miles away in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
So they're just speculating that his time there with his theater troupe and his threat of killing the manager, and it just sort of left some energy there, I guess.
Yeah. Interesting nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this is just right up my alley, a pirate booty legend.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Pirate booty. Shake your booty. All right. It is said.
Give me that booty.
Oh, don't make me laugh before I read now, Nate. It is said that the Pirate House, located just one block away from the Dock Street Theater, used to house pirates, yes, including Blackbeard himself, when pirates were in town, hence the title of Pirate House. Allegedly, there was an underground tunnel leading from the Pirate House into Dock Street Theater for pirates to do dealings and enjoy a show. There are stories that say that Blackbeard had his treasure in that tunnel before it was filled in after the last renovation of the theater. And then this person writing it says, now, I'm sure that this is a grapevine urban legend simply because other stories will claim that Blackbeard never set foot on Charleston soil, merely stayed upon his ship in one of our harbors. Who's to say which is true, but who doesn't love a good pirate treasure story?
Oh, heck yeah.
So I like that story.
Hmm.
I say he was there.
I believe it. I know. I just want to believe, right? They said that there was... So when it was the Planters Hotel, Abraham Lincoln, when he was, I think, before he was inaugurated, I think they said he was on his way or something and passed by and stayed there, and it ended up... I think I'm saying that right. This may not be. Oh, I hope I'm not getting my stories mixed up. I read too many darn ghost stories. I want to say that Abraham Lincoln was a guest here, though. So there was a talk about a rainy night and him like scurrying in here. So I think there've been a lot of famous people basically at this location. Which, let's be honest, every place we've talked about has had Abraham Lincoln go there. So
yeah,
that may be a location than somewhere else. But anyway, sounds good.
No, that's all right. Yeah, I like this place.
If it's not Abraham Lincoln, it's Winston Churchill, right?
It's always Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill. That or Al Capone. How did Al Capone make it to the Dock Street Theater story? He's everywhere.
I got on this thing. You know, I go down these rabbit holes about all these like ghost stories, and I really do, and I enjoy it. And there was one I think I sent to you guys. And there's all these like story after story of different like famous people. Some of them were actors and some of them were authors and whatever. And they all had these like great ghost stories. You know how everybody's got a story. Telly Savalas was one. And it's like a 6-minute story. I don't know if you guys got to listen to it. Super creepy. We'll have to talk about it sometime. But those are the kind of things.
I forgot to play it.
You have to listen to it because it's really good. Go out there and listen to it. We'll have, like I said, we'll talk about it sometime because it's so, so good. And it's a legitimate story when he was younger. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember you sending that, and I just forgot. If I'm at work, sometimes I see them, and I mean to go back to them, and I forget because I'm old.
It's part of being middle-aged,
older,
right?
Older.
Middle-aged.
Talks amongst yourselves. I'm going to take a break here for a second.
Oh, you know what? So, okay, I am clarifying then. This is right because I had this pulled up for something else that we're going to talk about. Haunted Pittsburgh, and that's what it was. That's what I was thinking of. The Abraham Lincoln in the Rain was at it's a hotel in Pittsburgh, and it was on his way to pre-inaugural, and that's the, oh, goodness sakes, I don't know if I could say this, Monongahela House Hotel. So that was, yeah, because as I was telling that, I was like, man, it's such a good story, and then I'm like, crap, but I think it's the wrong city. So anyway, but I'm pretty sure in some other parallel universe, Abraham Lincoln was trouncing around in the rain in South Carolina. I just know he was.
That's right. Here's some interesting fact about Nettie.
Uh-oh. Nellie?
Nellie? It's Nettie.
Just kidding.
Nettie is said to be seen wearing her red dress on the second floor in an almost full apparition. Notice the word almost. She is seen from the knees up. Why? During the reconstruction of the hotel back into a theater, the second floor was raised 1 foot.
Oh.
And therefore, it is said that Nettie, her spirit, is walking on the original flooring of the Planters Hotel.
So we heard that about down in Nashville. There was a... Is the Hermitage Hotel or something like that? And there was, like in the olden days, it went no more than like 3 or 4 stories. And then it was like currently it's like 9 stories.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said really the activity above 4 or 5 stories wouldn't make any sense unless it was from any kind of like, you know, tragedy that happened when those other floors were built.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, oh, that makes sense. So they're like, but same thing. Would you see those apparitions just like floating in midair, you know, and like, mm-hmm. but they were like stuck in another time and mm-hmm. another dimension. So I think that's kind of wild.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I've never heard of that happening before.
She's stuck. It's like a video game, isn't it? Like yeah. It's a glitch.
It's like you only get her from the knees up.
You're talking about Nettie?
Mm-hmm.
What about Nettie?
The story saying that if you get a picture of her almost full apparition,
mm-hmm.
it's only from the knees up because when they renovated it back to a theater from a hotel, they raised the second floor by a foot, and so she walks on the original floor.
Oh, really?
So you only see her from the knees up.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
I've never heard of that with any
either.
Other place.
No, I
haven't either. It's pretty interesting.
I concur. What else we got on Dock Street?
Well, Charleston in itself has a ton of haunted locations, which I know Mike Brown told us a bunch of them, but This is like Charleston could be one that we
by the way,
we cover everything.
I need to reach back out to him and get him back on the show.
Heck yeah.
See what he's come up with since we talked, because it's been a while.
It has. Yeah, that's true.
What they say? It's been a minute?
It's been a minute. That's true.
But sorry to interrupt. Yeah, Charleston does have a lot of locations. Yeah. That is for sure.
I think it was the, wasn't it the Old City Jail that he told a great story about? And that he like had this,
Well, and he stayed there by himself overnight. And
yep.
It's kind of dark. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to, I'll reach back out to him. I haven't talked to him in forever. See if he wants to come back on this time. And he was, see, he was back in the days of the phone when we did it by phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
that's right.
Got, I mean, still, majority of our guest chats were by phone still. But we've done, obviously, the you know, good number of on Zoom lately. But, yeah, he was one of the phone ones.
You know that Old City Jail had the first U.S. female serial killer publicly executed?
No.
Isn't that wild? Her name was Lavinia Fisher.
That is wild.
She creepily wore her wedding dress in her final minutes.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird? It also had notorious convicts and pirates staying there. And Civil War prisoners.
Pirates, you say?
Pirates, yes.
Arr.
There's pirates all over Charleston, right?
Are you kidding me?
I did not hear.
What?
Yeah. You know, we hear a bunch of stuff like, I was trying to think. I didn't see anything about Edgar Allan Poe running around here because there's a lot of Poe stories in Charleston. And I know Mike Brown loves those because Poe spent some time here. So I was wondering if that would come up, but I never did hear anything about it at the Dock Street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how'd you come up with this, Nate? Just
another one of my just random haunted locations or whatever.
Okay.
I had a found a list and
you didn't do like haunted Charleston. You just did
no
haunted just, whatever.
Yeah, haunted places or whatever, haunted hotels, whatever. I searched.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
They say they asked on this. They said, "Why is Charleston so haunted?" It says some believe it's due to the city's long and turbulent history, which includes war, slavery, and epidemics. Others point to the city's proximity to the ocean and the numerous tragedies at sea. It says, regardless of the cause, Charleston is home of haunted legends, and I would add Dock Street Theater to it. That's for sure.
It's creepy.
Yeah, it is. And did you already say one of you two that it was solely erected for theatrical performances?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Cinder block.
Yeah.
You're fine.
It sat vacant for so long that they decided to make it a hotel and
bring
it back to life.
Yeah. I'm glad they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to go check it out. I wonder, Dan's daughter stayed by herself and she said she stayed in a fancy hotel. I wonder if this was it. I wonder if I have to ask her what the name of the, if she says Dock Street.
You're going to flip.
That would be
I don't know. It's this theater that's not on an actual street that it's supposed to be on, but it's called, it's like Dock something.
That would be, I'm going to have to ask her. She lives in Nebraska, her and her husband, but he was doing work, I guess, in Charleston. So she went out there to meet him. So they decided just to have a getaway.
Nebraska, right?
We did the courthouse.
That's right.
That was my pick.
That's right.
We haven't done like haunted Nebraska like as a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Might have to do that. Yeah, I don't think she's in on the ghost thing. I can ask her that as well just to confirm. I could be surprised, but
is she feeling okay? She's not into the ghost thing. Everybody is. Darn it.
The checker. What's wrong with you?
Here, are you feeling okay?
Yeah. Do you guys do that though?
Mm.
When you talk to somebody, and whether you bring up the podcast or not, but if you say like, "Do you like scary movies? Do you like paranormal? Do you like ghosts?" and they're like, "No, not really,"
it's kind of a conversation killer.
Do you have any fun?
but it doesn't.
No, I really do. I'm like, how can you not like this stuff? It's fun. It's interesting and it's historical.
The majority of people will say, "I like true crime."
Say true crime
almost all the time.
I like true crime.
You guys do true crime? Well, a little bit.
It's kind of like. Do you go to church? No, but my brother's, my brother's father-in-law's uncle's nephew is a pastor, you know, like, oh, okay, that I didn't like, ask.
In other words, no,
you don't go to church. Yeah, you know? They think somehow that ties them in with going to church, and it doesn't. That's funny. I've had that before.
I have a statement from D. McNeil.
D. McNeil.
Yeah.
D. No, just D.
Just D.
D. D. Yeah.
D. D.
Her and her mom went to the Dock Street Theater. And she says, there's definitely a presence there. It jumped on my mom. She and I walked in. We felt a heavy vibe as if someone was there and watching. Mom said, you are afraid to show yourself, aren't you? Then she dropped, like something knocked her out.
Mm. Ooh,
that's scary.
After a few seconds and me shaking her, saying, Mama, Mama. She woke up crying, saying an immense sadness overwhelmed her. Needless to say, we got the heck out of there. My mother is not a dramatic person. She was not making this up.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's wild.
That is. I got to say it. That is wild.
Wow.
Good little story there, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. What else you guys got on Dock Street?
We're going.
Yeah?
Yeah. What are you doing tomorrow? Friday? No, Saturday. Saturday.
It's supposed to rain a lot here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So like an inch of rain.
It's going to be warm still.
Yeah,
windy.
Warm, windy, and rainy.
Warm,
it's
windy, and rainy.
Supposed to have
baseball. Of course.
The ISP.
Of course.
The old WWR.
Mm-hmm.
Warm, windy,
and rainy. Rainy.
I was going to say, make sure that WWR. Yeah, it's WWR. You're right, Nate. Well, I like this story. I liked talking about Dock Street Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good choice. Good choice.
Can't go wrong with Charleston. Charleston.
And I think
Charleston.
I think the tie-in with Junius Booth,
mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
with John Wilkes Booth, I think that was cool. I didn't expect that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some see his apparition.
It is weird to think, like, what's he doing there? You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. But who knows?
Well, it seemed like he was part of a theater troupe.
The troupe, yeah. That's just, he must have maybe he really enjoyed it, right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Well, I listened to a podcast talking about John Wilkes Booth, and man, he was, I guess he was great. He was a great, first he was
thespian.
Not good, mm-hmm. but he just worked on it and honed his craft and like made top dollar for that back, you know, for that era. So, yeah, he is really interesting about his life because they talked about how growing up, and it's actually a true crime podcast. Mm-hmm. I listened to it on Killer Psyche. Mm-hmm. She talks about serial killers, and then sometimes it's not serial. It can just be somebody that
killed somebody,
one
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this one was John Wilkes Booth. Mm-hmm. A lot of information I had no idea about. Yeah.
I'm always excited when I kill a box of frosted mini wheats.
You're a serial killer.
Kill Captain Crunch too, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know I do. Did you know though I do crunches twice a day, Captain Crunch in the morning and Nestle Crunches in the afternoon.
That counts. Doo-doo. It counts.
Hey. I'm here all week. Don't forget to tip your waitress.
I'm talking about the Booth guy though. Like I guess they do say like there's, you know, purposeful spirits that like wherever they either feel like they didn't complete their life's mission or that they really enjoyed what they were doing, I guess you could have that residual energy because you really, that's where you mm-hmm. felt at home or that's where you felt most comfortable. So
mm-hmm.
maybe that's where he felt most comfortable.
I believe that.
And the lady that you can only see for?
Nettie. I love that name. What was her last name? Nettie Dickerson?
Dickerson.
Nettie Dickerson.
Nettie don't have no legs.
Nettie? Oh, she's a problem.
Nettie, where's your legs at, Nettie?
Did you forget to put Nettie. Your legs on?
Wasn't she a running back for the Colts?
That was Eric Dickerson.
Oh. That's sorry. I was going to say.
No, wrong Dickerson. he could be related, I guess.
Long lost cousin. Nope.
Think he is probably, but, yeah. that was Eric Dickerson.
Okay,
yeah. Played for the Rams first, then got traded, and we got him. Yeah. Well, that was fun to talk about the Dock Street Theater. Mm-hmm. The creepies enjoyed that. Nate, I'll let you get first shot at what Sean's got for us tonight.
First shot. So I'm the first one to be wrong.
Well, you never know. Glass half full.
Let's just say. middle-aged moment.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with him.
It's a dark side.
Oh.
I thought it was about time for me to do a dark side.
The first thing that popped in my head was dark side.
I know.
Don't go with it.
Was it the last time that I did both and then you guys are
well, yeah,
right?
For the fourth episode.
I could have done that again.
For the four-year creepiversary.
That fourth episode.
You're like, well, I guess you're both right. I mean, we're like, well, yeah.
On a technicality, you were.
Yeah. So, all right. Middle-aged dark side.
Fine. Here we go. Well, you'll be happy because it's Linkin Park.
Oh, okay.
So, Somewhere I Belong. I felt like it's like this place, and like we've just kind of, you know, honed in on that even a little bit more. Like these spirits stay there because that's where they feel like they belong, right? I had nothing to say, and I'd get lost in the nothingness inside of me. I was confused, and I let it all out to find that I'm not the only person with these things in mind inside of me, but all the vacancy the words revealed is the only real thing that I've got left to feel. So hard not to sing these. Nothing to lose, just stuck, hollow and alone, and the fault is my own, and the fault is my own. Of course, it's Chester Bennington and Mike Sonoda. I'm going to say that wrong. I want to heal. I want to feel what I thought was never real. I want to let go of the pain I'd held so long. Erase all the pain till it's gone. I want to heal. I want to feel like I'm close to something real. I want to find something I've wanted all along, somewhere I belong. And I've got nothing to say. I can't believe I didn't fall right down on my face. I was confused, looking everything only to find that it's not the only way I had imagined it all in my mind. I think I had a word there. So what am I? What do I have but negativity? Because I can't justify the way everyone is looking at me. Nothing to lose, nothing to gain, hollow and alone, and the fault is my own, and the fault is my own. I want to heal, I want to feel. What I thought was never real. I want to let go of the pain I've held so long. Erase all the pain till it's gone. I want to heal. Want to feel like I'm close to something real. I want to find something I've wanted all along, somewhere I belong. I will never know myself until I do this on my own. I will never feel anything else until my wounds are healed. And I will never be anything till I break away from me. I will break away. I'll find myself today. And then going back into the chorus again, but Somewhere I Belong, right?
Mm-hmm. I like that song.
Yeah, it's an excellent song.
I like Linkin Park.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to, just on my, soundtrack.
Chester.
Yeah, it's, yes, Mr. Chester Bennington. It is, it's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've got some good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Linkin Park's one of those guilty pleasure bands for me. It's like I don't ever think about them. I don't really consider myself a huge fan of Linkin Park. But when I hear it, I was like, man, that's really good. I like that.
No, yeah. I don't own anything.
There's like energy in it.
They're one of those where I don't own CDs or anything, and I don't have them in my playlist. But when I hear them, I'm like, oh, man, I need to add that.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. Yeah, I like them. And I came to them late. There's a lot of groups, and Linkin Park's one of them. When I first heard them, I wasn't too sure. And mm-hmm. then over the years, I've like, yeah, I appreciate their music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what's sad when Chester
gets in your soul.
Like the Beatles?
No.
They.
I knew not to send you a happy birthday Beatles
still
thing.
Not
That's
quite.
Why I sent you the.
Still haven't quite gravitated.
I sent you
the
birthday kiss and not the birthday Beatles.
Yeah. Another group is the Doors. The Doors mm-hmm. I was never big on. And I'm like, I don't see what the big deal is. And then I like them.
Mm-hmm.
And Queen.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say yep. Queen is mm-hmm. another group. I'm like, meh, I don't really get it. Now I do.
Queen really got a big resurgence after they did the docu-movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got funny. a lot of new fans. They got, young people and young folk that got introduced to it and the music. And
oh, yeah. It didn't hurt for sure, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, anyway. Well, that was good.
Thank you.
That was good. Good job, Nate. Or Sean.
I'm still back. Oh, that's all right. See, we all have middle-aged moments.
Fred.
I'm Seth. Inserting Abraham Lincoln anywhere I can. And
Winston Churchill.
Oh, I know.
Winston Churchill, everybody.
And Horny Hedgehogs.
Yeah. I've had a weird
day. A little cussing.
I've had such a weird day, so I'm actually doing pretty good tonight, considering.
I didn't sleep very well last night, so I'm doing pretty good considering.
Yeah, right, exactly. So you're going to get what you're going to get here.
Elijah and I were driving around. I was yawning big time. I'm like, I am not going to be worth a darn tonight. But I think I'm doing okay. So if I slip up on names here and there.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be all right.
I slept very well the night before, and then last
with
night
the scammer.
I did not. No, before. That was the night before.
Oh, yeah. Before, yeah.
Last night I didn't sleep very well.
Wondering, are they going to break through the...
Nate Lauchs. I dare them.
Nate.
You know, my kids say, anytime we always tell, kind of give like the kids, anytime they say there's something, you know, they complain about a pain or something going on, or Jenna will constantly go, womp, womp, you know. And so they do that back to us all the time. We say something, like, womp, womp. I'm like, okay, no sympathy here. So,
well, both of my shoulders are killing me, and my right foot, for whatever reason, is killing me. And I'm like,
I won't say womp, womp.
Yeah. Womp, womp, womp.
My left knee hurts.
Your left knee?
Mm-hmm.
What's the joke?
Is there no joke. He's like, okay. No.
It's just out of the blue. It just started hurting.
I know. Like, oh, my right foot, awesome. Same thing. I don't get it. It kills me. And I sleep, though, on my side, and I have my arm up, and so that's what's killing my shoulders and my, I think, my rotator cuff on both. Mm-hmm. Seriously, on both shoulders are jacked up.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the foot deal is, though. But old age, I guess. I don't know. Middle-aged.
Speaking of William,
I know the creepies enjoy all this.
This I felt like I was gas lit tonight too. By the way, just before I came over here, not too long before I came over here, because William tried to. I thought he was totally kidding me. And if you guys know something about this, tell me. Apparently, this is a TikTok thing. But we were in the car, and so my volume goes up to 30, right? And I turned it, and he
11.
Had
11.
Huh? Is this, you know where? So I had it. I don't know. Tap. I don't ever pay it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't ever pay attention to what the number is. And he turned it a little bit. And I go, what are you doing? And I said, you just want it up a little bit more. And he goes, we can't have it at 17. It's got to be 20. And I was like, 20 or 18.
Even
and
number.
I said, are you OCD? I didn't know that about you. He goes, no, I'm not OCD. And I go, and so I turned it. I turned it to 13. And he goes, and he turned it to, and he goes, it's got to be on an even number, or 25 is okay, and 75. And I was like, whoa, what are you talking about? But he said it was some kind of a TikTok. Have you guys ever heard this?
Mm-mm.
I said,
no.
Do your brother and sisters do this? He goes, I don't know. But all of his friends, he literally called one of his friends to confirm that, like, this is a thing. I said, you guys,
heard
of it. I said, go tell your parents, because we're going to have to lock you kids up, because this is like.
Now, I know in my case, it's sort of weird. It doesn't happen all the time, but majority of the time, I won't look. I just turn it up to where it sounds good to my ear. You know, like, oh, man, I can barely hear this, so I turn it up. 9 times out of 10, when I look at the number that it's set at, it'll be an even number.
That's weird. Hmm. So, but you don't mean to do it, right?
You're not saying. Generally, I don't. Sometimes I'll turn it up and I'll look and it'll be 17 or whatever.
I changed it and I wasn't doing it intentionally. He goes, did you do that on purpose? I'm like, do what on purpose? It's a comfortable listening.
I own this car. Kid.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Well, I told him, I said, you're going to be one of those kids at the gas pump that, like, have to stop at an even number or, you know, a zero or five. Some people do
that. I used to be that.
Yeah. Well,
I don't care now.
To me, that's like. Mm-hmm. And some people do it for other reasons besides being obsessive compulsive. But everybody's got a little OCD in them. But I thought that was the weird. Do you do that? Mm-hmm. Is it to check your bills? That's what some people are like. Make sure nobody's
monkeying
with you. That's
where the habit came from.
That's
because it made it easier to balance my checkbook.
Right.
Yeah. 25, not 25.
I stopped doing that.
Yeah. 09.
Like, there. But right, like this afternoon, I gave it the one little extra pump.
to get it to
ended
it.
Up 34.01.
No.
It's like, dang it.
Yeah, I used to hate that.
You lose.
No. There isn't a God. No. Oh. If
there is, and he has a sense of humor.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Watch me mess with him.
Nudge. Well, hey, that was good. Middle-aged dark side. Didn't get it right, but still decent.
That's all right, yeah.
Hey, let's go to shout-outs. How about that? Who wants to start? Who wants to start this week? Usually I choose.
Don't start with me because I don't have
any. I was just going to say, I'm going to be out this week, so let Nate go. And then
so no shout-outs?
Shout-outs?
What am I, from Canada?
No, I do want to shout-out somebody, but I don't want to shout-out.
Shout-out? Neither one of you have shout-outs?
No. Ooh, he's thinking.
I do.
I'm thinking.
You can have him.
Go ahead. I'll think. I'll ponder.
I want to shout out our creepies once again for letting us make it to 4 years.
Yes, Letty,
how about that?
Yes.
And I want to shout out you two for being on this adventure podcast with me.
Those are the ones I was thinking about.
Oh, well, I just stole it.
Wait a minute. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you should have.
I had the chance, right?
That's right. You know what? Check this out. I came up with this the other day. Snooze, you lose.
Ooh.
All right, yeah.
Write that down.
And we both did.
That's catchy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Snooze, you lose. Something I just came up with the other day. I said, this it rhymes, huh?
If you ain't first, you're last.
That's pretty good. Second place is first loser.
It's always true, right?
That's right. No, yeah, 4 years. So, yeah, thank you guys for the...
We do appreciate it greatly. And we appreciate each other.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Excellent. We've had a good, man, 4 years.
Thanks to all the friends that we've made over these past 4 years.
Thanks for the memories. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the memories.
Yep.
That is true, though, Nate. Mm-hmm. That is true. Lots of friends. That's the main thing about this thing.
Mm-hmm. A couple enemies. No, I'm just kidding.
We haven't made any enemies right?
Kidding.
Nobody.
Well, not that we know of.
except one person gave us a 4.9.
Oh,
how dare they?
Shivers
how
at the spine.
How dare they? Our overall ranking of all the podcast apps that you can actually do a rating, we're at 4.9. Somebody gave us.
My goodness.
Now we're 5 on iTunes.
Was that the one about Bible thumping?
That was been a while ago.
No. No, this one.
We're not keeping.
No, they actually gave us
score,
a 5 on that. I think.
Oh, okay.
I think they did.
They said they meant to give us. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But this one was. Yeah.
All the love out there.
Something sapphire. I don't know.
We don't count that one then.
Yeah, we don't. only 5 stars.
We don't get a choice.
Hey,
do
we get any rating. I'm happy. Give us a 2 if you think we suck. Give us a 2 or 1. That's fine.
Do it.
It all helps. In the long run, it's just our ego. We like to see that 5 star.
Wait, that's true.
So you guys really don't have any shout outs, though? Or as my Canadian accent says, shout outs.
I thought I said one. All the friends that we've.
Oh,
made.
Was that your shout out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said shout out.
Sean, no shout outs.
I'm sticking out with no.
Okay, well, I'm moving
on. You can't
on,
make
then.
Me.
It's bitter.
I'm moving on.
After 4 years, I've become bitter. Bitter Betty over here.
We got another sponsorship, so let's move on to that then. Hey, Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, for your sponsorship, as always.
Absolutely. We love them.
We do.
Allegedly.
Not allegedly again.
Not going to let that go.
Nate.
If that's their real name.
We love Scott and Corey.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Say that. We love Scott and Corey. We love Scott and Corey.
Ditto.
Ditto.
We're going to zap you every time you don't
That's
say
the closest
it.
He's going to come. Ditto.
The electrical stimulation therapy's not working, right?
I could just see them listening to these episodes and just shaking their head.
Right, yeah. They love us.
They do. They expect it.
They
at least
wait
two
to
of us.
See what I say.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
I wait.
Wait
to see what you say. I'm like, what's he going to say this time? Oh, Nate. Well, anyway, thank you again, yes, for your sponsorship. As always, we love you guys. And moving on, second announcement, Sean.
I got him. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's 2 A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some. And that's that.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
Not bad.
Or you're not talking to me, are you?
Super stellar.
I'm looking at you, but I'm talking about Nate.
Exactly. That's what I was afraid of. I feel that. I do.
Excellent job.
Nate.
No. Good job,
I like
Sean.
How you turn those knobs over there.
You humbugger.
Hey, I've been called worse, so trust me. No, at my house.
Much better.
Hey, Nate.
Yeah?
What do you have for us, sir?
Well, don't be petty like Nettie, but that's a wrap.
Oh, Nettie.
Nettie, she just can't let go.
I got to say it. Oh, Nettie. Nettie Dickerson. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 209 and our discussion on the Dock Street Theater. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.